Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
6:16 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If you recall, the Baltimore Ravens began the 2025 season with some defensive issues against some of the better offenses in the National Football League. Over the past month or so, even in the loss against the Los Angeles Rams, a very good offense, they've shown lots of improvement. This is what John Harbaugh had to say about his defensive line, offensive line.
You put the best five players out there. The best five players are the five guys who are playing the best. That's what you do. It's not even a hard answer. So the question is pretty much, yeah, we're putting the best five players out there, and they're playing pretty darn good. Can they play better? Sure. And you evaluate it play by play. Every single position, you evaluate it play for play for play for play. And some plays are great. Some plays are good. Some plays need to be better. You want them to be better, and you try to improve on them. So that's how it goes with every position. So, and there's always going to be areas where, you know, that from one game to the next can play better or whatever. So that's how it works. You put your team out there and you compete. That's what we've been doing. So all of our guys, including our offensive line, you know, fight and compete and get after it. You know, and that's what those guys are doing too. So none of our positions are perfect, and they're not perfect either. So, but they're trying to be. They're trying to be. So. We put our best group out there and we fight. That's what we do.
He had said in another quote similar to this, talking about the same thing, where it's like, you know, you put your best five guys out there. That's an easy question for me to answer. But does he? Because, like, to me, that sounded a bit like a cop out. Because we all know, I mean, they could say whatever they want. He's had his doghouse, and players get in that doghouse.
You, tougher than you get think out. There's a doghouse on the O-line right now?
I mean, I think there's one with Ben Cleveland, clearly. Yeah. It's been here forever. I don't even know if Cleveland can play, if he's better than what they have. Maybe the five best guys are out there. But again, like, there's been no change. There's been no, hey, this guy's not playing well. Let's put this guy in and see what's going on.
Do you think, I mean, you've said this several times about Ben Cleveland in the doghouse, and we've seen that before. Darnell Ellaby years ago was a guy who was in the doghouse for whatever reason. I don't know. Was there one specific incident or event that you recall that would put Cleveland in the doghouse?
I mean, I have no idea.
There was something you knew.
And I think it'd be tough with offensive linemen
to put them in the doghouse
to pick the reason for us.
Okay,
because with other people, because you know, if you know, you have somebody who's having a great game, they'll put the ball on the ground and that's it. You're done. And you never come back. You never see him again for a fumble.
But offensive line different.
Yeah, how would we pick it up? You know, an assignment missed that we wouldn't know because we don't know what the play call was.
See, I had somebody tell me, whether this is true, fair or not, that, you know, Ben Cleveland's the type of guy, like, when he's done playing football, he'll never pick up a football, look at a football. Like, this is kind of like work to him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd rather be out hunting in the woods every single day and living that life than going out and playing.
And knowing John Harbaugh is a football lifer, that could be a problem.
I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to insinuate anything here. This is just what somebody told me that knows him. Like, if that's true or not. But the thing is, I understand you got to answer the question, but we all know he's been here long enough. We know that he's had players in the doghouse.
Yeah.
There's no question. And that's been the thing that we've talked about with Ben Cleveland. Maybe there's somebody else. Did they not make a move? Did they not make a trade for an offensive lineman? You can't tell me you couldn't have gone out and gotten something on the cheap from one of these teams that's out of it, you know? But I don't know.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The O-line is improved, but Ed, do you think the O-line is improved just because of what they're doing? Or maybe the addition of having an all-pro fullback back from injury has helped out the O-line?
I think a couple things help out. The O-line is playing poorly. I mean, It's not just the analysis that's coming through. You hear it from people like, you know, McKusick will tell you. He'll come in with detailed analysis of what each guy has done during the game. How many times they've missed blocks, how many pressures they've allowed. And they're not doing well grade-wise. But the eye test is what I use. Like, I know what I saw, and I know what I've been seeing. And I've seen Faalele get just, you know, do his best impersonation of a turnstile, and the people blow right by him. I've seen Rosengren get thrown to the ground. Granted, this was Myles Garrett this week. Mm-hmm. Okay, but he was being tossed around like a kid. Like, he looked like, you know, a senior playing a JV player, just teach him a lesson. Like, it was really bad. And I think that you mentioned, the fullback comeback. I think Ricard makes up tremendously for some of this line play, and so does Lamar, because I think he creates a little hesitation on defensive players because you don't know what he's going to do. Although now I think he may be nursing that hamstring or knee or whatever the hell it was.
We said it yesterday: 5 sacks on Sunday. If that's not Lamar's, 8 sacks.
Yeah,
it's probably 8. That's how bad it was.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Hey, look, I can't disagree with John Harbaugh anymore, man. Like, I told Joe, there is no way that any man with the complexion of mine should be tackling Lamar Jackson at the line of scrimmage. That's an offensive line problem when that happens. And that boy from Cleveland, Slaughter or whatever, he was on Lamar too much in that game, and that's the offensive line. That's a problem.
Yeah, man. Like, Lamar hides a lot of your, for lack of a better term, your warts.
Flaws.
You look at it, and he's able to create. Like, when we had the game last week, and Ken McKusick comes in and said he had two plays in the entire game where he had 3 seconds, at least 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell me that's a recipe for success. And again, he's so good at getting out and creating extra time that I think sometimes you take it for granted. I'm not saying the team's doing this, but you can't go, yeah, man, we're fine there because he does such a good job at creating extra. No. Yeah. How much better could he be if you kept him upright the whole game and allowed him to look down the field?
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Baltimore Ravens. This is a – yeah. Are you kind of concerned, guys – I mean, the season is going the way the season is going right now. But they need to fix the offensive line. They need to pass rusher. They have no tight ends under contract next year. Are you kind of concerned with the direction of the team is next year with so many needs?
That's why I was talking about the draft picks and holding on to them, man. Yeah. There's a lot of needs on this team.
And there's going
to
be needs. I mean, I think offensive line is a present need. You might need tight ends next year.
I mean, if you think about it.
There's a lot of people that might be walking.
You want to, and by the way, you're losing two pass rushers unless you re-sign Kyle Van Noy or Jones that they traded for from Tennessee. They're both free agents at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You have a restricted free agent in Keenan Mitchell. But when you start looking at the other pieces, like, you're looking at how the team's set going, yeah, they're fine. And then all of a sudden you're going, wait a minute, they have no tight ends. Mm-hmm. They need to improve the offensive line. You've got guys that are coming up for contract. Mm-hmm. You may have lost Matt Abike for the rest. I mean, we don't know if this is a career ender or if this is just a season ender. And then, oh, by the way, the best player you have like next to Matt Abike and Travis Jones, he's a free agent, is going to be one of the most coveted free agents. Yeah. And if you're going to franchise your tight end and Isaiah Likely, then you're going to be competing with everybody else to try to sign him, and I don't know if they can afford him without extending Lamar.
Let's go to Manny in Essex. Manny.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. All right. Well, how are you?
All right, buddy. Listen, Jaden Garrett always gets 4 sacks for every – I mean, if you watch all the teams he plays, he got 3 to 4 sacks every game. Lamar – I mean, my biggest problem is, like I told you, Ricard was the biggest asset we have on that team right now because he helps everybody, the line, helps Lamar, everything. Lamar has to stop holding the ball too long. And this holes, there's a lot of holes. He got to start running a little bit. That will open up everything else. He's forgetting where he came from.
So, first of all, Manny, he does not average 3 sacks a game. He had 9 sacks in 2 games. So, fine. If you want to make it, he has averaged 3 sacks a game. That's not true. And another thing is, watch the All-22. For those of you to say Lamar needs to throw the ball away, I was watching a game the other day with someone, and they were yelling at the quarterback. It wasn't Lamar for not throwing the football. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you talking about? There's nobody open. Fortunately, they showed the overhead shot.
Yeah.
And I said to them, where do you want him to throw the ball? You guys say that all the time. You never sat back there.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they just throw the ball away, you ask, why do you throw the ball away as an interception? Sometimes it's better to take a sack than it is to just throw the ball away. And another thing is, if I have people on my feet and on my waist and I remove the ball from my body, strip sack. So why didn't you protect the ball? You damn if you do, damn if you don't. Well, how about the solution is do your job up front?
People have to get to the point where they realize you don't get to just sit here and cheer all these things that go on and then bitch about it. Like, for example, Lamar makes big plays down the field, right? We've talked about his A-dot, how accurate he's been. Yeah. He's being one of the best quarterbacks, not just in the league, but to ever play this game. And it's the give and the take. Like, Big Ben took a lot of sacks. Why? Because he made a lot of huge plays. So it's a give and take that you're going to have. He's going to hold on to the ball too long. There's a lot of quarterbacks in this league that does it. And that's what we talked about Caleb Williams last year.
So because they're trying to make plays very often.
He's a big play quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.